Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. And I am continuing my exciting, well, what you want to call it, season, period. I'm doing some neat stuff by having interesting guests on the program. And so today, I think you're going to find this really fascinating. I have the Peabody on the program. Actually, not the whole Peabody, but I have Helen Rieger.
Yes.
Who is the administrator of cultural services, but more succinctly put, she is the Peabody director. So she is the lady in charge of the Peabody.
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome, and I'm glad you're here. And we're super excited to have you on the program for a number of reasons. First, you've got a huge season. This is probably, I've watched the Peabody over the years, and you've had obviously exciting things and a lot of interesting performances, but you've got quite a lineup for this season coming up.
We do. This is our sixth season that I've been managing the theater, and it's growing year after year, and we've got some great performances coming.
Well, and the other thing that, of course, we have sent out press releases and we're super excited about is Holland Financial is going to be a sponsor of the Peabody. So we're super excited about being associated with the Peabody.
And we are so happy to have you. We think that's going to be a great partnership and really help us to keep the Peabody going and keep our tickets, you know, a good price.
Good. Very yeah. good. And bring in those big names and some of these names on this list. Can I do it? I'm just so excited for you. You got Capital Steps coming up and they're in November.
Right. And before the election.
They're political comedy, right?
They are. They're political comedy.
And how did you manage to get them for the fourth right before the election?
Actually, 2 years ago, I went and tried to line them up.
You put your dibs in.
I sure did.
That's exciting. And then Cheech and Chong, more comedy.
Right.
That's also in November. Leanne Rimes, going to go a little country there.
We are. We are. Our audience and our community really loves country. So
I saw the Oak Ridge Boys. When was that? Maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Yeah. That was great. Took my dad. We had a great time. I grew up listening to Oak Ridge Boys. So. And then at Christmas, you mentioned Christmas, the Christmas music of Mannheim Steamroller.
Right. And they're actually returning to us. We had them a couple of years ago, and people kept asking us to bring them back, so we are.
Well, you are, and that's on November 20th. And Don Williams, more country.
Right.
In January. Now we're getting into the 2013 season. The Kings of Swing in December.
Kings of Swing.
What's that all about?
That's kind of a dance show, okay. Swing show. And it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I know my parents love swing, so I may have them come and be my guest that day. Elvis Lives.
Yes, Elvis Lives is
one
of our Broadway.
He does, many impersonations, and I bet this is a good one.
This is a good one. This is a national contest. They have Elvis over his life, different actors actually playing Elvis
at
different time frames.
Okay.
Yeah. So it should be really fun. So.
And that's January 20th. That's my wife's birthday, so I'll be sure to bring her on her birthday. I got her birthday present already. And the OJs, now that's an older group, isn't it?
It is an older group.
Okay, I'm going to give away the age. That predates me a little bit.
Right. Me too, I think. Okay. But they're a great group, and they're very popular still, and we're going to bring them in February.
Outstanding. And then, of course, now we get into some Broadway. You have in February 103 years of Broadway.
Right. It's Broadway songs from the 103 last years, and so it's been really popular. We did 102 years of Broadway last year. People asked us to bring it back, so they have a new show for us this year.
Well, hooray for Hollywood. That's next.
Yep. That's Hollywood songs, too.
Outstanding. And that's in February of next year as well. And then this is really, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to break out my old big brass belt buckle and wear it to the concert. An Evening with Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to bring Kenny Rogers here. We've been talking to him for a couple of years trying to get him to come. So he's coming to Florida and we're going to bring him to us.
Very cool. And then Midtown Men. Now, is this the original cast of the Jersey Boys?
It is. It's the original cast of the Jersey Boys. And it's the second of our Broadway season shows.
Very cool. And then the man of comedy, he's a legend, Bill Cosby.
Yes. And I met Bill Cosby when he was here, about 8 years ago at Bethune-Cookman Center. And he was really funny, great to work with.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
We're bringing him back.
And
yeah.
That's in March of 2013. And then Hair.
Yes.
That's quite a performance, I hear.
Yes. Well, we hope the community is ready for it.
I hope so, too. Well, you know what? That's really, and that we're going to talk about, and we're going to go to a break here in just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Peabody's role in our community and how really it is such a treasure, a cultural treasure. Dream Girls, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in May of 2013. So, this is one heck of a lineup. Scooby-Doo, something for the kids.
Right.
I have three little ones. They will love that. And then to wrap it up for what you have on the schedule right now, West Side Story in June.
That's right. It's now, a full year.
But you're not done.
We're not done.
You told me before we started the program, you're working on more shows. You've already got 18 lined up, and there are more coming.
There are more coming.
Fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Helen Rieger, who is with us. She is Peabody Director. She is sharing with us all about the Peabody, what they've got lined up for this season. And we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what the Peabody has in store and who they are, what they're about, and why you should make sure you go to the PeabodyAuditorium.org website and get signed up for your tickets. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. And if you're just joining us, well, we gave you the rundown on the Peabody's 2012-2013 full season lineup. And Helen Rieger, who is Peabody Director, and she is sharing with us about the Peabody and what they have planned. And of course, Holland Financial is super excited to be a title sponsor and to be associated with the Peabody. So when you go to the Peabody for this season coming up, you'll see Holland Financial there.
You sure will. We're going to
just
have
a little.
Yeah, we're wearing the shirts.
That's exciting. So to get tickets, let me give the number out, because I think people need to go ahead. This is quite a season. They don't want to mess around with waiting to get seats. The 800-982-ARTS is
right.
The telephone number. And then the website is PeabodyAuditorium.org.
Right. And this, you know, the seats are coming online as we firm up the contracts. And right now you can buy tickets for the Broadway season subscriptions. And those are include all the Broadway shows, Elvis, Midtown Men, Hair, Dreamgirls, West Side Story. And you can add the Mannheim Steamroller. That's everything. You can get all those shows for as low as $195.
Wow.
And as high as $275. So those are on sale. And then, of course, Capital Steps is on sale, and Hippie Fest, which is happening this August.
Yeah,
August
that's coming
24th.
Really fast. That's not even. I was going to come back around and mention that it's not on the regular schedule, but it's coming up right now. Is it August 24th?
August 24th.
Okay.
So, you know, the show, not all of these shows are on sale yet, so you have to keep watching the website and the Ticketmaster website, and as they come on board, you'll be able to get them.
Outstanding. So let's get in, Helen, let's get into a little bit about the Peabody. And there's things that really up until, you know, we started talking about our participating as a sponsor, that even some things that I didn't know about the Peabody. And I think people will be real interested to hear some of the background and how did it start? Where did it come from? How does it work? Is it, you know, part of the city? Is it separate?
Right, right. Well, you know, the Peabody Auditorium, this is the second building, actually, of the Peabody Auditorium. There's been a Peabody for about 100 years.
Wow.
And this is the 62nd year of the Peabody Auditorium in this current building that we have now. And we've had all kinds of people here over the years, you know, people like Elvis Presley and Tony Bennett and James Taylor and Tom Jones and Simon and Garfunkel and all kinds of Broadway shows. And, you know, last year we had Jerry Seinfeld. And so over the year, you know, over the years, different people have been keeping the Peabody, you know, running. And the Cultural Services Division got it about 6 years ago. And the Peabody is an enterprise fund. So a lot of people don't know that. That means that we are basically self-sustaining and self-supporting. And we have to cover all the costs without using tax dollars for the building. And so we've got about a $1.9 million budget, and we have to raise the money through ticket sales, patron memberships, and sponsors such as yourself. And that's why we're so excited that you're going to come on board, and we hope others out in the community will do that to help us, you know, continue to go.
So it's such a great, in the press release, I described it as a community treasure, and I meant it, because I really think there's a whole cultural aspect that is so important to what we do in our community. And to have these kinds of performances come in, you know, we shouldn't have to go to Orlando.
Right.
We love
right.
Orlando, but we shouldn't have to go to Orlando for any form of entertainment, especially when you talk about Broadway or some of these very impactful plays like Hair. So this is exciting. You've got a budget. You've got to balance your budget.
We've got to balance our budget every year. And, you know, despite the economy, and it's really been bad for the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, we have been able to break even. So, and it's due to our patron supporters and sponsors such as yourself and
Thank
Holland
you.
Financial.
Thank you very much. That, you know, what's really interesting to me is that when you go in, if you haven't ever been to the Peabody, ladies and gentlemen, you really are missing something. It's an evening. It's an experience. And when I've gone, one of the things that really stands out to me is just the professionalism.
Thanks.
You know, your staff is just What's the total staffing?
The total staffing is six.
Six people. You believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Six people are the staff of Peabody. And then you also have, of course, a volunteer army.
Right, of ushers. We've got volunteers. And we've got some part-time people that help us a little bit in the box office. But
you would never know. And I know hopefully this comes out the right way. You'd never know they're volunteering. They are very professional. And a lot of volunteers are professional. But my point is it seems like they're part of the staff.
Right. And we've really been trying to bring them into the fold. And a lot of them have been with us for many years. And they're just great. We couldn't do it without our volunteers.
No, there's no way. And you have a great team from the, you know, and the experience from the parking lot. You have the dedicated parking.
We have the dedicated parking right adjacent to us at the Ocean Center. So
that's very good. And so from the moment you arrive there and then all the way going in, you get your tickets, you get your program, you get something to drink or eat, and then you get walked to your seat and shown where your seat is. I mean, the whole experience is just, it's very professional. So if you've never been to a Peabody show, you need to go. And to get your tickets, 1-800-982-ARTS. And then, of course, the website, you've got ticket online capability.
Yes, or you can go to the Peabody box office.
Okay,
they're open every day, 10 to 5.
Yeah, so you can go down. You could talk to a real live person.
Right, and Saturdays even 10 to 2. So
that's very convenient for people that are working. And then the website, of course, is peabodyauditorium.org. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back, Helen, and talk a little bit more about the Peabody. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
If you're just joining us, we're getting the full rundown, the scoop on the Peabody's 2012-2013 season. Helen Rieger is in the studio with us. She is the director of the Peabody. She's also administrator of cultural services. And so you are Miss Culture. You've got a big responsibility. I do not envy you, but it's also, I'm sure, very exciting.
It's a really fun job. Lots of hours.
You look like you have a lot of fun with it. And the tickets are on sale for the season, and you're adding more shows.
We're adding more shows. I know we just got word that we're going to be getting Rain, which is a Beatles show. So
that'll be
good. And we're negotiating some other ones. So.
I'll bet you are. And I know you can't talk about all of them yet.
Not yet.
Very exciting. And they can call the 800 number, 982-ARTS. They can stop by the box office. They can go online, thepeabodyauditorium.org. Now, one of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about before the break, you've also, besides the regular parking where you go in, you pay your fee and you park, you've also got valet parking.
We do. We have valet parking. You pull up right in front of the theater. So, I mean, nothing could
be easier than that.
Yes.
Yeah, if you need a little extra help, or if it's a little easier to get around, or just you want the convenience, you can pull up and they can, do they have to do that beforehand or they just pull up?
They just pull right up. The signs are out front. You pull up when you get there.
That's really convenient. Mm-hmm. Now, you also offer a membership, or patrons can be a member. Talk about what that means.
Right. We have a Peabody patron membership program, and we want to encourage everybody out there to join us. You can do that for as low as $50 a year. And, you know, when you do that, you help us keep the shows reasonable at the Peabody by helping us offset the price of some of the expensive shows we have to bring in, and also help us bring in some educational programs for our youth by supporting us with that $50. But you get the opportunity to buy tickets before anybody else, and you also get, you know, discounts at selected restaurants, and you'll get e-blasts from us as we send them out on the new shows that we're getting. And you get invited to some of the meet and greets with the artists. So, I mean, it's a good deal. And, you know, a lot of people in the community are coming forward to help us and be involved with the Peabody. And we'd like to encourage people to do that.
That's very good. So it's almost like what the American Express does, where they let you kind of get in on the front end and get in line before everybody else with some of their special offers. But you offer that for the Peabody. And it doesn't, for somebody who likes this type of thing and likes to go to the Peabody or other types of venues, sounds like a great economical thing to do, to be able to participate. And of course, they are supporting the Peabody to allow you to come and bring additional high quality shows, because I know it cannot be cheap to bring in some of these acts.
No, it's not. It's not cheap at all.
I mean, the list you gave us when we started the program, I mean, you start running down this list, Leanne Rimes, Bill Cosby. I mean, some of these names, I know that took a lot of work, and it is expensive.
Yes, I've got a great staff, but yes, that is they're expensive. You know, they have a lot of demands that they want from the limos to the pink M&Ms. So,
well, that was you beat me to it, Helen. I was going to ask you if you have any stories for us of any, and you don't necessarily have to name the celebrity, but of course, if you can, we'd love that. Any celebrities with unusual requests or things you mentioned. Pink M&Ms.
And then also there's, you know, this one wants feather pillows. This one only wants black towels. So, you know, they all have a list of the things that they want and the specific foods and waters and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun to work with them.
I'll bet it is. That's funny. Yep. As we smile and grin sometimes at some of the things, I'm sure. But, you know, people, I can understand. They kind of live in a different world sometimes.
They do.
Know, a little bit of a bubble.
They're always on the road, you know.
Well, so, if you're on the road that much time, then you want black towels. Well, then you get black towels.
Right. I mean, we do that. We've gone to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought the pillows and the towels, you know, so they have it. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. But you know, we do try to meet all their needs.
Accommodate.
Yeah.
Well, and so the facility itself, you told me before you started the program that you can handle about 2,500 people total.
Right. The facility seats 2,521.
Okay.
So, you know, most of our shows, we've been fortunate, have had, you
sold
know.
Out.
Yeah. They're doing very well. So.
Outstanding. Yeah, I saw the Oak Ridge Boys. I've also seen, I saw the Beatles act that was recently.
Fab Four.
And what is nice about it is it's not too big and it's not too small. You know, it's a big enough that you can have in a performance like that.
Right.
But of course, not too small that it's, you know, cramped. So, and the facility, talk a little bit about some of the accommodation with food and beverages.
Right. Well, we do have, if you go online to our website now, you'll see that we are doing some reserved dinners, particularly for our Broadway shows. We're doing reserved dinners for our Broadway shows. We've got different restaurants and caterers coming in to prepare dinner. So you can buy your tickets when you buy your tickets. And you have a reserved seating. We're hoping to, you know, have a pianist or somebody playing. So it's going to be a lot less hectic maybe than what some of our patrons have experienced before with the Backstage Cafe.
Yeah, I love that. Now, again, for our listeners and ours familiar with the layout of the Peabody, where would that dining be?
Dining is in the Rose Room, which is directly to the right of the lobby. Okay. And it's its own room, and we can close it off and make it a nice experience. And, you know,
how cool is that?
Yeah, we're trying something a little bit more upscale. We think it's going to be better for our patrons.
Okay, so black napkins if you want one.
If you want one,
that's good. I like that. You know, because one of the things I always, you know, and I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of our listeners out there, I get a little bit anxious about getting to the show on time and worrying about going to dinner and then being able to get there. And, you know, what if they're slow at the restaurant and where am I going to eat?
Right.
They can come early. They can park in the parking.
Right.
Valet park.
Park.
They can get situated, go in, have dinner.
Right.
Relax.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is only a few steps away.
Right. That's right.
That's perfect for somebody like me that gets a little bit anxious, you know, the type A personality gets a little bit anxious about getting where they're supposed to be.
Well, and it takes the pressure off. You know, a lot of people are coming straight from work, so you can do that. Just valet park, go in, have a drink, have a dinner, and then go to the show.
I love that. You serve, you can have wine or...
The bars are open. Sure.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. The bar is open.
The bar is open.
Party time. No, that sounds great. And what kind of food are they going to be serving?
Various menus. They're all online. There's different menu every time. So you can go online and look, and you don't have to pick all of them. You can pick the ones you want and get your tickets and have reserved seating.
That's very cool.
All right. Great.
Well, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the Peabody, and we're going to take a quick break. Before I go to commercial, we've got 800-982-ARTS is the telephone number to call and get your tickets so you can go down to the Peabody. And, of course, the box office, even over on Saturday, it's from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to the website, which, of course, I think is great to be able to do that online, peabodyauditorium.org. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, we're back. You caught us talking. Helen is in the studio with me, Helen Rieger from the Peabody. She is Peabody Director, Administrative Cultural Services, and we're talking about the exciting lineup for 2012-2013. And I told her, this is not my day job. I'm a financial planner, but I enjoy doing the radio and talking to our listeners. So let me give a quick rundown. If you missed it at the top of the show, this is exciting stuff. You need to go to the PeabodyAuditorium.org or stop by the box office or 800-982-ARTS. Here's the lineup again. Capital Steps in November. Cheech and Chong is also in November. Leanne Rimes in November. Christmas Music of Mannheim Steamroll. I've already got several people that have hit me up because they know I'm going to have some tickets to go that want to be with me for that one. Don Williams Country is in January of 2013. You've got the Kings of Swing. You've got Elvis Lives, the OJs, 103 Years of Broadway, Hooray for Hollywood, Evening of Kenny Rogers. I can't wait for that one. I mean, I grew up listening to Kenny Rogers. Midtown Men, Bill Cosby, the legend. I can't wait for that. Hair, very, very interesting. Dare I say a little provocative, but interesting nonetheless. Dream Girls, which I hear the music, the vocals are incredible.
That's what we've heard.
That's what you heard. Well, that's what we're going to hear. Scooby-Doo, now that'll be just probably jam with kids.
We've done backyardigans in the past, and it was really crowded. So,
all
yes.
All right. Well, I've got three little ones that are going to enjoy that. And then West Side Story. What a lineup. I mean, great stuff. You know, I think that for the money, and again, versus going over to Orlando or somewhere else or Jacksonville, you know, when we're all out there on the internet looking for different things of what we might want to go and see, or we go to Ticketmaster, you go to Jacksonville, you go to St. Augustine, Melbourne, or Orlando, but we've got right here a place that has some pretty exciting stuff, and that's the Peabody Auditorium.
Right. It is Central Florida's premier performing arts center, and we hope that the citizens will stay here and come and visit us. We've got great shows.
Well, I'm super excited for Holland Financial to be a sponsor and to participate and to be able to talk about this. And we'll be giving people updates. And Helen, I want you just to send us over an email whenever you have a new act, and we'll make sure we let people know on the radio. So make sure you check in. This will now be, in addition to your source for money and financial advice, also updates on the Peabody's 2012-2013 schedule.
That's awesome. We're happy to do it.
All right, Helen. Well, thanks for being on the program.
And thanks for being our partner.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.